Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Welcome back or to, either way, the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler, Carlos Ortiz alongside, and we've got Marco Belletti on the updates. What have we talked about tonight? Very good question. I wrote a lyric to a song called Robotic with Emotion. That was hour two. Hour one, talked about these WNBA day games. There were three of them today. They do them for kids at summer camp to come watch professional action on their schedule. And I think more leagues need to follow suit. Talked a little baseball as we're getting some, I don't want to say we're getting robot umps. We're getting the robot technology implemented at the All-Star game, but it can be used maybe twice per team, depending on how many challenges they win. So we're not like, and even with robot umps, it's just, it's technology that's going to, it's not like there's a, the ump is not going to be a robot. Like, and you know, like a giant, it's not going to be like that. Yet, we will see. The big NBA news of the night, Devin Booker agreed to a 2-year $145 million maximum contract extension with the Phoenix Suns through the 2029-2030 season. So he's under contract, and now he's agreed to an extension. Again, the highest annual extension in history. The extension is going to begin in 28-29, when the cap at that point is projected to be around $182 million. So what we're estimating here is 133 over 2 years, $66 million per. So Devin Booker is scheduled to make 53 this year, and then 57, and then 61, and then probably 64, and then his final year maybe 70. He could be a $69-70 million player coming up. Does it reek of desperation? I don't know. I saw that take. Look, you got a guy, you're locking him up. He's not like 100 years old. And he took him to a finals. The problems with the Suns isn't Devin Booker. One of the problems with the Suns was that you brought in two guys to like play where Devin Booker plays. They kind of built the team in a very linear way instead of the team that they built to get to the finals. If you're looking on the market for free agents yet, pretty much everyone's been signed. Someone could still get Chris Paul, Ben Simmons, Russell Westbrook. I mean, these are big names. One time, Malcolm Brogdon, Josh Giddey, restricted free agent. I think when Draymond, I'm looking at Damian Lillard on this list. When Draymond Green was posting all that stuff about how guys aren't going to get theirs anymore, it felt like to me, who's not getting theirs right now? The restricted free agent market has kind of been squeezed because it's hard for these guys to either find money somewhere else or negotiate with their own team. And I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I just know like, the biggest names right now that are available are restricted free agents. What's the deal with Giddey? You're a Bulls fan, Carlos. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not paying him the kind of money that he's looking for. I mean, I think the Bulls would be happy to have him, but you know, you can't think of like potential max money. He's not worth that.
What does he want?
Well, just like everybody else, the most that you can get.
He wants max money, Josh Giddey?
I don't think he wants max, but I'm sure he wants to get, you know, a very lucrative contract. I mean, look at everybody else around his draft class. They're all getting paid.
Giddey reportedly seeking around $30 million annually.
No shot. I can get to 10th place without
Jalen Duggs. Jalen Suggs. Jalen Suggs might be a comp, 5 years, 150. Emmanuel Quickley, God, how does he make so much money?
Based on potential alone for Quickly. The Knicks couldn't figure out what to do with him, show you flashes, and so everybody thinks that there's something there. They're like, okay, LOL, Knicks, they didn't know how to use him. But, yeah, he's just getting paid on potential that he probably won't reach.
And again, unless these are happening in corners of the internet that I haven't been exploring, Josh Giddey, Quentin Grimes, Cam Thomas, Jonathan Kuminga, it doesn't seem like there's any action on these guys. And that's why the biggest names right now that are still available are either point guards that have 1 to 2, 3 years left in the league, restricted free agents, or Al Horford, who's deciding between the Warriors or retirement. So I don't know. But restricted free agents right now are the guys that seem to be the most attractive free agents left. But then you got to put in an offer. They can match the whole deal. Kent is in Maine. Hello, Kent.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I just was calling. Tomorrow for the state of Maine is definitely going to be a big day with our first ever.
Is your train set on behind you? What's going on?
Oh, sorry. I don't know what's going on. Sorry about that.
I'm hearing clanks. I thought I heard a horn.
Oh, no. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry. I was hitting something on the phone. Sorry. So anyways, I just am calling. Tomorrow is definitely a big day for the state of Maine. We have definitely our first ever number one pick playing in his first NBA game. I know it's only summer league, but definitely excited around here. He's our first big hope in Maine in the NBA since 1984. We haven't had a first round draft pick in Maine since Jeff Turner went to the New Jersey Nets. So this is kind of a big deal. So definitely looking forward to the game tomorrow and just kind of, first of all, seeing what, if you're looking to get anything out of tomorrow's game for Cooper, or if it's just, what are your thoughts about the importance of tomorrow's game?
Well, I think, and Kent, I'll let you go. I think with the summer league, there's going to be one of two things that happen. Either he has a rough game and you say, it's the summer league, or he has a really good game and then the expectations are going to shoot up. Again, it's just the summer league, but I understand the excitement. And it's a big game. It's Lakers-Mavericks. And even if they don't have LeBron, Luka, AD, Kyrie, well, they've got Bronny James. And they've got Cooper Flagg. And if you're in Las Vegas, people want to see this. Summer League tickets are averaging about $223 a pop. Cheapest one right now is $85 to get into this game. The game is 8 o'clock Eastern, 7, 6, 5 Pacific, which will be 5 o'clock Vegas time. So that'll be ending. You know what, Kent? We may very well lead with that tomorrow. That may be the first thing I say when I pop on the air at 10 Eastern, is looking how this game went. I mean, it's the number one overall picks, first game in the quote-unquote NBA.
And it'll also be July 10th.
And it'll be July 10th. And it's against Bronny. Don't forget about that. Did I not say that yet? Bronny v. Cooper Flagg. Courtside, you want to sit courtside? Do you want to be seen courtside for Cooper Flagg and Bronny James? James, that's $3,000. That's going to cost you $3,000. When Victor Wembanyama debuted, tickets were up to about $300. Now, in 2023, his first game, he had 9 points, 8 boards, and 5 blocks. Again, I don't know. I don't know that anything, you're going to go crazy either way. Did you see Bronny James steal and huge dunk the other night? Bronny James. We got some stuff going on there. So, yeah, that game will start 2 hours before we pop on air, which means it'll probably be ending around the time we are on air, which means if you want a full reaction of Bronny James versus Cooper Flagg, you know where to be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific on Thursday night. And that's anywhere but here, because I ain't talking about that crap. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to. I'm just kidding. Pat's in Buffalo. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Bart, my favorite non-local sports show. Guy before break, I'm going to put it out there. I'm sitting out here and I have a party at 1 o'clock in the morning. I love listening to your personal life. That's number one.
Let me see if I got a quick story for you. yeah, I brought this up the other day. Oh, no, I got a good one. My kid and I try to count how many dogs we can see in one day. We got 73 dogs today. Isn't that good?
73? What, do you live near a pound?
Well, we just live in a little village by the city, and people are, I think every other person in my little area has a dog because they're always out walking.
That's a lot. I like it. But I like listening to your personal information. It makes me think about when, you know, stories with my dad that passed. But what I was trying to ask originally was, as a Dolphins fan, I like having Minka back. I think Jalen Ramsey was kind of useless last year. Jonnu Smith, was a fan of, so that kind of hurt. But getting Darren Waller, as long as he keeps football on his mind, do you think all together, all around, did the Dolphins win that transactions, all of them together?
Oh, well, I like them bringing Waller back from the dead. I like that, if he can figure out what he's doing. The Minka-Jalen thing, it seems like, you know, a win for both, the way that they want to frame it. So, yeah, I think, I don't know if it shot them up that high, but I think...
I don't think it shot them up high, but I think what Vegas has them at, what, 6 wins? Which I don't understand. We got 9
what?
Wins.
What? That's got to be higher than that.
Last I heard, and I could be wrong, it was a local Buffalo show, they had Pittsburgh and Miami, I think, at like 5.5 to 6.5 wins.
I got
and
the
I don't
Dolphins.
Understand that because nothing
I got
the
8.5. 8.5.
Field.
I got him at 8.5.
8.5? Okay. I still think that's low. As long as Tua's on the field, if he plays all 17 games, I see 10 or 11 wins, possibly.
My thought is 8.5 is probably too low, but 9.5 is way too high.
If Tua's on the field, and I'm being, again, I live in Buffalo, so I get all the Bills stuff all day long, and we only beat him once the day Tua got concussed, ironically. If Tua's on the field, though, he could beat any team. As long as he's not on the field. I mean, we got nine wins last year, and he was off the field for 5 weeks.
Yeah, they had 11. People forget they had 11 wins 2 years ago. I forgot that. I just looked that up.
Yeah, 11 wins. We still lost the division. My brother won't let me forget it because he's the vice president of the Bills backers bar down in Houston, biggest Bills fan in the world, and had the, I own a t-shirt now.
Then you guys went to Kansas City and nearly froze to death.
I loved it. I was outside. I was watching that game outside in Buffalo having a fire. I had 4 inches of snow on my shoulder watching that game by myself rooting for the Chiefs.
I don't know.
The thing is, everyone's like, well, you might have to fire McDermott. I'm like, McDermott's taking you to the AFC Championship 3 out of 4 years. I mean, I'm not, if I was a Bills fan, I'm not getting rid of him, but I also see, like, you can't make the Super Bowl, but, like, only one team from each conference does.
Yeah, I don't know, Pat.
If Peyton Manning, Tom Brady again, it might happen once.
I mean, yeah, all right. Pat, thanks for the call. I'm going to answer off air the rest.
No problem. Have a good night.
And I don't know you, too. I don't know how much I have to answer. I think with the Dolphins, like, your read's got to be the same as mine, right? It's just like, yeah, I look at their roster, and I know their defense was good last year. We kind of brought that up the other day. They have good skill position players. Tua has looked good when he's been on the field, but all in all, I think it just screams eight or nine wins. I don't know.
Yeah, Pat seems like a nice guy, but when he was saying 10, 11 wins easily, I'm like, no way. I'm like, everything has to break right for them to get nine wins. They could easily get five wins. Like, the AFC is a more loaded conference, or a rather deeper conference. I don't want to say loaded, but it certainly is deeper, whereas they're going to be fighting for one of those wild card spots, sure. But I don't think they're necessarily a great team. And one, two, a hit away, you're going to your backup. Jaylen Waddle hasn't played four quarters in a single game, and it feels like forever. Tyreek Hill doesn't even want to be there anymore. Like, he can say all the things, like, yeah, you know, I'm in it, I'm committed, but he's looking to get out. If Miami starts 1-3, 0-4, God forbid, you're going to see a lot of people that want to say, hey, just go ahead and trade me. And Mike McDaniel, quirky guy, people love his personality, love his energy, his players seem to love him. I think he skates away with kind of underachieving with that team than if it was somebody, if he was the coach for, let's say, if he was, you swap him and Mike Tomlin, if he was the coach of the Steelers, people would be clamoring for Mike McDaniel to get fired. But for whatever reason, he seems to just kind of go under the radar in Miami. Maybe it's because our expectations aren't too high, but I feel like you could get 10 to 11 wins if you had a better head coach. He's more of an offensive coordinator to me with a quirky personality than he is a full head coach. I don't know. I'm not high on Miami. I think 9 wins is the ceiling for this team.
Do you know that if you were born on New Year's Eve of the year 2000, the Miami Dolphins have not won a playoff game in your lifetime?
Yeah, I'll believe it.
Last time they won a playoff game was December 30th. God, the wild card used to be... What the hell happened? The wild card used to be on December 30th?
Now it's going to be like the wild card's going to be in February pretty soon.
I know. The Dolphins beat the Colts in overtime. They've not won a playoff game since. They've been back in 01, 08, 16, 22, 23. And I think why people look at the Dolphins and say 9, you know, whatever wins, maybe they do win 10. Maybe they win 11. But then what are the Bills going to do? They're not going to win more than the Bills. So now you're on the road in the playoffs. And where are you going to go on the road in the playoffs where you're going to win a game? You're going to have to go to either Buffalo, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Where are you going to go? You're going to go win in Houston? And then what are you going to do? Then you're going to go to one of those other cities again. You're going to go win in L.A.? So it's hard to see a path there.
I noticed you didn't say Kansas City. You must be coming around to my take here.
No, I think I did say Kansas City.
Sure did not. I'll go check the tape.
I don't really care.
Speaking into its existence.
888-710-4ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Portion of the show brought to you by Wesley Financial. If you're stuck in a timeshare and want out, contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit. You can do that at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Last night, the soft launch of a new segment called Do I Need to Have a Take on This? A lot of people were talking about Patrick Mahomes' belly. And one specific guy who's from the KC market, I lost track of his name.
It doesn't matter.
I know. But he basically said Mahomes is fat. And, you know, the technique worked. Because a lot of people have been saying his name. And it sounds like he was a guy that was on the radio and then isn't anymore. And then is doing a podcast. God bless those people. I was one of them. And then somehow I crawled back in. But I saw Nick Wright was all over him because he's from KC and he says this guy sucks. But people were talking about, because he was talking about Patrick Mahomes' belly. And I thought, do I need to have a take on this? Is this something I need to have a take on? I think the answer was no. That segment has a cousin, and that is called Is This Anything? This is from ESPN LA, where DeAndre Ayton was being interviewed.
Hey, DeAndre, have you spoken to LeBron? Have you spoken to Luka?
Not really yet, but I've definitely got a text from Luka. I know how the offseason goes. This is not my first rodeo. People are probably busy and, you know, training and having times with their families. But I'm just waiting. I'm just really just trying to integrate myself with the team and get to know everybody.
Is that anything? LeBron hasn't texted DeAndre Ayton. I feel like that might be something.
Yeah, I was quick to dismiss it, but I these guys all have each other's numbers and all, or they have a way to get it. It might be a small little something. Look at you finding morsels.
I mean, when Hickey went to writer's show, I sent him a text.
So did I.
And then when Botcher took over for Hickey, I sent him a text.
Same here.
It's just you text your teammates. All right? Nothing from LeBron to DeAndre Ayton. And I don't think it's like because it's LeBron. But LeBron has he not like made very clear who he likes playing with and who he doesn't in the past? So we wonder, is this anything? And I think the verdict is, it might be. And that's our new segment, Is This Anything? 888-710 for ISN, 888-710-4476. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to do two things real quick. One, turn up your radio for maximum enjoyment. And two, take a mental picture of where you are right now. Because this is going to be one of those signature moments in your life where you are about to feel pleasure unlike you've ever felt before. At least.
Speaking of, is this anything?
At least, what is it called with the ears? I don't remember. Barry's in Boston, Barry.
Oh, God. You should be paying me instead of me paying you. By the way, my father's grace was great on Friday. The weather was great.
Oh, I was just about to ask.
Yes, I know. Yeah. So hopefully you and Carlos will run it next year. And if you can't run 5K, it's only 3 miles. You can, you know, walk it like I did. But
Barry,
anyway.
Where most people might say, that sounds like it could be interesting. I'm going to tell you, there's no chance in hell that I am going to run in whatever race this is.
It's Lafini 5K. Okay. Anyway, I would be more
likely to come out there and start up a rival race just to compete with that one than I would be to run in that race.
Good luck with that. So when I was on the way home from the place that I was at tonight, 12 o'clock, that's when you start in Boston.
The bar. Just say the bar.
Just say the bar, Barry. Bar. We know it's the bar.
Okay, the bar. Okay, I'm sorry. Capilano's is a Brazilian place in Boca. But anyway, you were talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. I loved the Milwaukee Brewers when I was a kid in elementary school. They were really good. But mostly because I picked them because I'm pretty sure they played St. Louis in the World Series.
82.
Their logo was awesome. Their logo was fantastic. And I love the Cowboys, as you know, unfortunately. It's been a rough 30 years. But the Commanders are the same way, which my best friend from college refuses to ever. He says, I command you never to call them the Commanders. They're the Redskins. So,
and did you tell him that that is the lamest way to say that?
He's from Connecticut. He's from Queens originally. So anyway, he loves the Redskins, and I love the Cowboys, but I couldn't agree more with what you said about the 80s and 90s. The logos, they were so awesome. And I mean, you could go to the Cleveland Indians, whoever. There's dozens of teams in multiple sports that had to change their names. And I really think it's a disservice to all the sports, whether it's baseball or football or whatever else is going on. You know what I mean? I just think it's very inappropriate. So that's just my opinion. What do you think about that, brother?
I got a question. How come people want Washington to change their name back for their football team, but nobody, with how much we love guns around here, why don't we want the Wizards to be the Bullets again? What's going on there?
Well, I think we love Wizards guns? I think the Wizards would change because Washington, D.C. is the murder capital of America. I'm pretty sure that's what one of my.
I don't know that there's an actual distinction of that.
It would probably be Chicago.
Yeah. maybe Chicago, and in some parts of Boston, I think it might be Boston. But yeah, Chicago's a lot bigger than Boston, so you might be right, brother. Hey, that Jarvis guy that was on earlier,
Ray Jarvis. Yes.
I can't talk to him before I hang up, can I?
No.
You can't just call and talk to whoever you want on the payroll. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize they were on the payroll. Maybe you want me to send a check so I can talk to Jarvis, because Mike Jarvis taught me how to play basketball.
Do you at least take a cab home, Barry?
Never.
Oh.
Why? Do you recommend me taking a cab home?
I think I'd recommend you walking.
Sometimes I take my bike. Sometimes I take my bike. It's good for the legs, you know. So
all right, well, Barry, I gotta go. I don't have to go. Awesome, I need to go for my sanity.
Awesome talking to you, and I love your story about your son counting all the dogs, because he's gonna command literally.
Barry, like, I'm in a tunnel. I can't hear you, but. Couldn't hear Barry.
It's crazy how those tunnels just creep up.
Well, you know, there's a lot of them. Does no one ever, nobody wants, I don't know. I think, you know, I get it. You grow up and the team has a name and then they change. And If Green Bay changed from the Packers to, like, the Hawks, I'd probably be upset.
Yeah, you know what?
I'd also quickly move on with my life, I think.
Very much so, because it's not a big deal. And that's
unless I had a tattoo of them.
Well, but then even then, you can just laser it out. But a kind of side thought here, now that we're going down a little bit of a rabbit hole, because, you know, it's Barry, like, everything's a rabbit hole. What team would you think off the top of your head, any sport,
will change their name next?
No.
Oh.
What is the untouchable name? Like, a team just possibly cannot change their name no matter what happens. Like, the Packers will always be the Packers. You know, something like that. Is any name off limits?
I don't know. I bet you. What year is it, 2025?
Yeah.
I bet you could find a way, some might be harder than others, to make any name sound offensive.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm channeling my inner Greg here. Some people are going to have problems with the Patriots in like 10 to 15 years. I kid you not. The climate of what we live right now, someone's going to find the Patriots offensive.
Should that be a Bartometer?
You know what? Next Tommy, week, baby, dial it up.
Tommy. Chicago Bears.
Bulls. Too close to bull bleep.
Cleveland Browns?
Got something here. You're very welcome.
New England Patriots?
You got to be a Redskin before you become a Commander.
Oh, when is that from?
This guy, Chris in D.C., called a couple weeks ago, and when he said that, I was like, that is an insta-clip.
I mean, we got some religious names, Cardinals, Saints. What do you think about that? Mike Ditka, the head coach of the New York Saints. 888-710-4ISN. Here is Marco Belletti. Bart Winkler Show coming at ya on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know about you, but I will delete whatever picture or memory I have to from my phone to make sure I got enough storage space for the Odyssey app. If there's one thing I need on my phone, it's that Odyssey app. Basically, I don't use my phone for anything else. Just like I usually buy a PS4. No, I have to buy a PS5. Ugh. But I really only buy it for Madden. I really only play Madden. I'm going to buy, or I bought my phone just for the Odyssey app. Free to listen to, free to download. And it really doesn't take up that much space. But that's where you can find the show and our podcast. I did get my first experience in on a PS5 the other day. I was it's a buddy's house. It's also my friend's. And then we became, you know, friends, one of those deals. But he has PS5. He has 2K26 Golf. Or is it 2K25 Golf? He's got whatever the newest one is. And game kind of sucks. I mean, the review is it's the best golf game yet, but we're trying to, like, my swing approach was brutal. And I'm out driving him. I'm straight. I'm on the fairway every time. It's like no matter what you do, you're going to have a nice drive. Maybe he had the settings messed up. But then you get to the green, and every putt is going right. I even tried to aim it left. It still goes right. It was driving me nuts. How nuts? Nuts enough to bring it up to you, the interested in sports but not that kind of sports listener. All right, I got something that might wet your whistle. Is the Formula One craze over, or is that still a thing? Remember when the Formula One show came out on Netflix? And then, like, everyone got super into Formula One around here. Did we stay into Formula One, or did we kind of fade away?
I never heard anyone ever talking about Formula One.
Oh, my God. My brother and all of his buddies watched this thing on Netflix, and then they were getting together. They were waking up at 7 in the morning to watch these races together.
I will say, just side note, F1 with Brad Pitt, good movie. Really good movie.
Oh, you saw it? When really did you good see movie. It?
I saw it the weekend it came out. I saw it on that Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I would like to see it.
It's a great watch. I do recommend.
Yeah. I would like to see it. I bring it up because apparently the craze is still happening. The races have been on ESPN. And the TV rights are up. And not a lot of TV rights for anything are up right now. So, live sports property, let's throw some money at it. The ESPN offer, or what they're paying currently, is about $85, $90 million a year to air F1. There's another bidder on the block. That's Apple TV, reportedly willing to pay up to $200 million to have races on Apple TV. Apple TV's loan foray into sports was Major League Baseball, which games there on Friday, which is always a story. That's a good one for the summer. That's a good summer story. When your team plays on Apple TV and then everyone gets to complain.
That's always fun. It's a great, that one's just hanging there. You just take your bat, you swing, and you're good. Oh, you know what also is a good, this is a good time of the year for on radio? Favorite sports movie. Should we do that next week for Listener Appreciation Week?
Sure.
Or like first sports movie you'd want to show your kid?
That's a good one.
Because we watched Sandlot last week. And again, him with movies, it's like, these kids' brains are all distorted.
Yeah, that movie's also overrated.
Oh, you know what I was reading about today? And especially if you have kids, or even like are in any relationship, there's a thing called too much screen time. We know that. There's also a thing called secondhand screen time, where your heavy usage of screen time also affects the people around you, just like secondhand smoke. How many times have you been on your phone and somebody says, "Hey, Carlos," and you go, "One second." Those 1 seconds add up to minutes, and those minutes add up to hours, and those hours add up to days. You know why? Because you are in a daze. Because you're looking at your phone. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
Really makes you think.
I can write lyrics off the top of my head. I think I might have to freestyle a little beat. They also air MLS, but nobody subscribes to that. So
yeah, I have it for free, and I still don't watch.
Well, you do. What are you, T-Mobile?
No, because I'm a NYCFC.
Oh yeah.
City member. I get MLS on Apple for free.
When's the next home game?
August.
What?
Yeah, seriously. It's because there's going to be a bunch of international play. So, like, they're playing, like, this League's Cup tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to any of those games.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. All right. Let's end on a low note here. The WTF.
You don't have to go home, but we have to get the heck out of here.
Oh! Shut it down! Oh, no! Let's go home!
Here's tonight's Winkler's thrilling factoid.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Your nightly WTF.
What did you say?
Wait. WTF? What the?
Oh, my God.
Only on the Bart Winkler Show.
Carlos, I'm going to throw out a few names at you, and you tell me if you remember them playing football. I think you should. It wasn't too long ago.
Okay.
Is that all right? Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep.
You remember him? Wide receiver? Cardinals?
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis.
The Boss. Yep.
Yeah. Do you remember Plaxico Burress?
Yeah. Shot himself in the leg.
Yeah. JerMichael Finley?
I do remember him. Former Packer.
Yeah. And these guys played, you wouldn't say like, not our childhood. They like basically retired, I mean, not that long ago, right?
Yeah. Larry Fitzgerald literally just retired. Everybody else has been out for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. I got some names for you. Devin Fitzgerald.
No.
Jerome Bettis Jr.
No.
Elijah Burress.
No.
And Jaden Finley.
I don't think so.
Yeah, those are actually the four sons of the guys I just mentioned.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So there, I named you four players and then four sons. Well, Larry Fitzgerald's son, Devin, committed to Notre Dame last Saturday. And he's going to play wide receiver alongside Jerome Bettis Jr., Elijah Burress, and Jaden Finley. So the sons of Larry Fitzgerald, Plaxico Burress, Jerome Bettis, and JerMichael Finley are all going to be in the wide receiver room at Notre Dame University for the 2026 season. Do you feel old yet?
Yes, and also, that wide receiver room better explode. Everybody better have 1,000 yards.
Also in that roster, Lloyd Carr's grandson,
the longtime Michigan coach. At defensive end, Bryant Young, who was just recently into the Hall of Fame, and Jim Flanagan's son will be tight end. So a lot of people want involved in that Notre Dame program. Hey, we're going to wrap it up now. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz, Marco Belletti, Ray Jarvis had a cameo. Pat Boyle's coming up next. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.